This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat. Not trading on the board. It hasn't traded since last night. The March, 681, down 3.25. Soft December wheat is at 624.25, down 5.25. The March is 636, down 2.75. December corn, 430.25, up 2.75. March, 438.25, up 2.25. Now it's up 2.5. In July, 453.75, up 2. January soybeans, 1341.75, up 3.5. July, 1293.25, up 2. December soybean meal, 465.70, up 160. December soybean oil, 4024, up 33. December live cattle, 131.82.5, up 15. January feeder cattle, 165.67.5, up 12.5. December lean hogs were 80.55, down 27.5.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzalo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
So after yesterday and looking at technicals, we come away thinking that the two aren't really jived up very well together. Is that possible that I'm seeing that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're looking at the fundamentals and what you probably would think that the technicals would follow the fundamentals, I think that's a fair assessment. I think the market had done a good job of pricing in the bearish wheat supplies and the bullish bean supplies. Probably not quite knew what to do, though, with the corn numbers, given that U.S. ending stocks and world ending stocks both came in below the average trade guess. And so after the report, initially the corn followed the wheat lower, but then as we got closer to the close, and today seems to be a continuation of this pattern, we see the corn actually being lifted. The corn wheat spread is very, very active. We're below $2 on that wheat corn spread for the first time since September. So traders are still in there buying corn back and selling wheat off, and I think that does make fundamental sense given the report. I don't think the trade was really ready for the demand increase on the ethanol side, and maybe just maybe that tended to offset some of the GMO rejection corn from China in the trade's mind and took away some of the January 10th supply bears as well, Dave.
And then we're seeing bull spreading in the soybeans.
Yeah, we're seeing bull spreading continue in the soybeans. I think that's going to be the play to continue to see until we get confirmation that the rains are coming in Brazil and Argentina. And it's interesting, ever since last Friday's maps were released for South America, Argentina has gotten drier and drier and drier, and now we're starting to see southern Brazil in the next 6 to 10 day forecast start to go drier as well. So really, Mato Grosso, northern central Brazil, about the only place that's still going to look like they're going to get ample to above normal rainfall here in the next 10 days. The rest of the areas will probably suffer. This may also be working a little bit more in favor of the corn as well, since in Argentina we do have a dramatic shift away from corn acres into beans because of weather, because of break-evens, because of whatever.
Why didn't USDA raise Brazil's bean production number?
You know, I don't think they needed to, Dave, because there were enough estimates out there from South America that were still underneath the 88 million metric ton level. And the attaché, USDA ag attaché, actually came out yesterday, I believe, and came in at 88.5. So I think they felt like they were close enough at this point. But certainly that was one of the first things the trade talked about. I looked at it a little bit differently from a world perspective, and it made me want to even increase my sales of 14 beans. beans even more because you really are playing weather at this point. You know, whereas the bean ending stocks only went up 0.5% globally, and the trade saw that at, because of the Brazilian number especially, and thought, wow, this is pretty bullish. But the oilseed stocks went up 2.5% to almost 83 million tons. That's about 20% more than last year for world oilseeds. And so we're going to be awash in oilseeds if we don't have a weather market, not soybeans, but oilseeds altogether.
So it seems like we're in two time frames. In the shorter term, this market could potentially march higher on the futures. If you look at the March chart, you probably could easily make a case for 1368 area. There's a little penny gap that was left over in September that's still open around 1344. But on the other hand, longer term, you might think that we're reaching the top and maybe something a little to the downside once South America comes online.
Yeah, I think it goes back to the short covering that we've seen. The fund rotation that we've seen has helped keep the corn up. Now it's up to the technicals, because I think the technicals weigh more heavily than ever, especially as we go into the end of the year, and because more traders are realizing that there is going to probably be more rotation as we get into the middle of the month and after this USDA report. I think it's real interesting that March corn is once again hitting its 40-day moving average. We haven't seen a close above that since August 27th. That Dow Jones UBS Grain Index also hitting its 40-day moving average. It's not held that moving average on a weekly close since August 27th, and then lead month corn, which is still December for a short period of time, we're now above the 10-week moving average on the weekly continuation chart. We haven't closed above that since July, and so I think these are three major moving averages that would maybe turn the momentum in the short term and capture what you're talking about.
So are you of a mindset that if we can clear 442, we can try 457?
I am. Yeah, I really am. I think the GMO corn issue with China is being resolved by just this morning. Some of the news wires are reporting that there are other countries like South Korea that are actively taking these rejected loads, and they are getting moved into other Asian areas and at a discount, granted, but we're also displacing other countries like Brazil in some cases and getting our corn in there instead of Brazilian corn when it comes to South Korea. I think the only thing hanging out there, Dave, is whether the wheat can put a bottom in here. Unfortunately, in the short term, for me, and how high the Dease corn and the March corn are going to be able to go as Dease goes off the board, it's probably going to be directly related to the technicals in the wheat and whether we can make a bottom here at the 625 level.
So at the end of the day, if we haven't done any marketing or not much, and that seems to be the case, what do we do?
I think regardless of which way the market goes, we try and go for an upper move here in the next 5-6 days on the technicals breaking to the upside. We sell into that, but if we can't get that, I think all these things that have lined up, I mean, when you see the U.S. stocks for corn and the global stocks for corn both go down, the trade not expecting that, in the way that the corn has traded here this month in the bearish news, you're not going to get these kind of scenarios, I don't think, to line up in January, because you're going to have farmers selling and you're going to have more bears come out of the woodwork ahead of the January report. So I'm a seller in the month of December one way or the other.
And what does the basis do to help or hinder that sale?
Ethanol numbers were great again today. I've seen the ethanol continue to perk up 6 cents higher in Council Bluffs. I think as long as the futures doesn't shoot sharply higher, I see basis continuing to improve in most parts of the Corn Belt. There is starting to be more of a differentiation between the Western Corn Belt basis, which is beginning much, much tighter and much more firm compared to where we are as far as the wheel listing area. That basis has not been perking up yet, but I think that will follow. I think the basis trend will probably be driven by what the futures do.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn, 430.5, up 3. March, 438, up 2. July, 453.25, up 1.5. January soybeans, 1342.5, up 4.25. July, 1293.75, up 2.5. December soybean meal, 466.30, up 220. December soybean oil, 4024, up 33. December live cattle, 131.97.5, up 30. December lean hogs are 80.60, and they are down 22 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.